Hey, it's Howie Mandel, and I am inviting you to witness history as me and my Howie Do It gaming team take on Gilly the King and Wallow 267's Million Dollars Gaming in an epic Global Gaming League video game showdown. Four rounds, multiple games, one winner, plus a halftime performance by multi-platinum artist Travie McCoy. Watch all the action and see who wins and advances to the championship match against Neo right now at globalgamingleague.com. That's globalgamingleague.com. Everybody games.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All righty, we're back. And folks, we've been waiting for this moment. Joe's going to pop the question. Go ahead, Joe.
All right. There is a very, it's on World Daily, London Daily Mail. Netflix viewers left crashing out and enraged by disgusting documentary exposing the dangers of microplastics hidden in everything. And people screaming, I made a great mistake watching this, because I guess it really bothered people. But long story short, they were talking about the plastic detox that was launched the 16th of March. And it talks about the experts in environmental and reproductive epidemiology, Shannon Swan, the horrifying details of the effect of plastic on the reproduction and fertility system, and also goes on to possible links to cancer and other things. Are you up on this? Do you know much about it? The microplastics, yeah, is this as bad as they're saying?
It's been a topic for a while. A lot of the millennials have kind of hooked onto this thing and are doing homework, and that's why you see them. They don't carry plastic water bottles anymore. They get those canteens with the built-in straws, so they don't want any microplastics. So, yeah, it's an accumulative effect for sure.
Do we get it like milk comes in it? Our salad dressings come in it? I mean,
I know. It's everywhere.
I mean, almost everything we use in the house comes in a plastic bottle, so right. Even if we quit using the plastic water bottles, does it come loose in a milk carton?
I think it also can depend on the quality of the plastic and how fast it degrades. So, when you go down the water aisle at the grocery store and you see all the bottled water, and you notice some have flimsy and they crackle and you know, they're just really thin plastic containers. And then you've got ones that are a little bit
super
thicker,
cheap.
Like, yeah, so, I mean, for instance, your distilled water may come in, you know, something a little heavy duty. So I think the thinner stuff, the more malleable, is the ones that, you know, kind of break down faster.
All right, Anonymous in Ohio pledges 1,000. Thank you, Anonymous. And Betty in Michigan pledges 100. Thank you, Betty. Can I get a match for Anonymous? Can I get a $1,000 match for Anonymous? Can I get a $200 match for Joe or an 860 match for Wendy? 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We're going to play a clip. We're going to play a clip of this judge we're talking about. We have wicked people in the judicial today, ungodly people that have gotten there. You know, these people hate God. The Bible says all of those that hate God love death. And these people hate God and they love death. Go ahead and play it.
Law cannot be enforced consistent with Indiana's Religious Freedom Restoration Act, right? We got a conflict between the laws. So no abortions for psychological or emotional conditions. So mental conditions, if you're nervous about this, you've got anxiety, whatever, not good enough. It's got to be a physical medical condition that's going to result in either the baby dying or the mother dying. Therefore, according to her Jewish beliefs, writes the judge, if her health or well-being, physical, mental, or emotional, were endangered by a pregnancy, she has to terminate the pregnancy. This Indiana judge just ruled that there is a religious right to abortion. Very interesting new development in the wake of the Dobbs decision. Of course, we knew that we had kind of a base layer floor on abortion before Dobbs was handed down, and then it deferred a lot of these decisions back to the states. And now the states are using this new religious freedom argument to enable abortions for certain groups of people for whom their religion condones this practice. And this story came over from lifenews.com, very pro-life website. They said, Indiana judge rules there's a religious right to kill babies in abortions. Here's some more background, though, on this woman. Her name, the judge, is Christina Klein-Smith. She said that the state's 2020 abortion law violates Indiana's Religious Freedom Restoration Act, that the state legislature said no abortions, but she's saying there is actually, because if you limit abortions, you're infringing on religious liberties of certain people. But let's take a look at what Christina Klein-Smith had to say here as the judge in Indiana as this decision dropped down. You can see we have anonymous plaintiffs who are here, not using their names for privacy reasons. They're suing the medical licensing board so that they can go have their abortions completed. Coming down out of the Marion Superior Court in the state of Indiana, here are the plaintiffs who are suing for their abortions. Two anonymous women, the advocacy organization is called Hoosier Jews for Choice, and a certified class. They are suing, saying that Indiana Code 163421, known as the abortion law, cannot be enforced consistent with Indiana's Religious Freedom Restoration Act, right? We got a conflict between the laws. Plaintiffs and the defendants, so the anonymous women and the defendants, both move for summary judgment. So Indiana is saying, we're going to win this outright. The anonymous women are saying, we're going to win. Having considered both sides, the court denies the state's motion. So Indiana, you lose, and the abortioners, you win. Here's the law, the abortion law. Under Indiana code, it says, if a physician determines that the fetus has a lethal fetal anomaly before viability or 20 weeks of post-fertilization, a lethal anomaly is defined as a condition diagnosed before birth that will not result in a live birth or could result in the death of the child not more than 3 months after the child's birth, right? If your child is going to be very seriously, you know, deformed or have some condition, then you can terminate it. Also, during the first 10 weeks of post-fertilization age of the fetus, if the pregnancy is the result of rape or incest, then you can have an abortion in Indiana. If a physician determines that an abortion is necessary when reasonable medical judgment dictates that performing the abortion is necessary to prevent any serious health risk to the pregnant woman or to save the woman's life, you can have an abortion. And expressly excludes, okay, so no abortions for psychological or emotional conditions. So mental conditions, if you're nervous about this, you've got anxiety, whatever, not good enough. It's got to be a physical medical condition that's going to result in either the baby dying or the mother dying. Physicians who violate this abortion law, they face criminal penalties. They go to jail and potential revocation of their medical licenses and more. But in contrast to that, we also have Indiana's Religious Freedom Restoration Act. And here's what this says. Except as provided in subsection B, not related to abortion, a government entity may not substantially burden a person's exercise of religion, even if the burden results from a rule of general applicability, right? It's general abortion law. Abortion is not targeting any particular religion. It's just saying the state has an interest in the life of the child, and so we're going to prohibit you from eliminating that life. A governmental entity may substantially burden a person's exercise of religion only if the governmental entity demonstrates that the application of the burden is in furtherance of a compelling government interest and is the least restrictive means of furthering that compelling government interest. This is called the strict scrutiny standard. In other words, the court, if they're going to be infringing on your religion, it's got to meet a very high standard. This is already constitutionally well fleshed out in the Supreme Court and elsewhere. It's got to be compelling. What is the compelling interest? The life of the baby. We want to preserve life. That's kind of the whole role of government. And that's compelling. And what is the least restrictive means of this? You're issuing a blanket rule that kind of applies under certain conditions. You have exceptions for the life of the mother, for the life of the baby. So the judge says, RFRA applies to all governmental entity statutes and everything. Okay, so this goes to all of it. This would even cover the abortion law is how the judge is framing it. If a violation is found, the RFRA allows for an injunction to stop the other rule, and you can have declaratory relief and damages and attorney's fees. So here are the facts. Anonymous plaintiff number one, we've got two women. This one is a Jewish woman whose religious beliefs inform her life, including her lifestyle, moral and ethical decision-making, family life, observance of holidays, and many other practices. Her religious beliefs include that life begins when a person takes their first breath after being born. She also believes, according to Jewish law and teachings, that the health of a pregnant woman, both physical and mental, must take precedence over the potential life embodied in the zygote, the embryo or the fetus. Therefore, according to her Jewish beliefs, writes the judge, if her health or well-being, physical, mental, or emotional, were endangered by a pregnancy or a pregnancy-related condition or fetal anomaly, she has to terminate the pregnancy. She has already been required to engage in this exercise, having terminated a prior pregnancy in accordance with her religious belief that the abortion was required to protect her physical and her mental health, right? This is where I think we're getting into the rub. Anon one also believes that her religion instructs her that she cannot imperil her life in that way, given that Jewish law instructs her that a fetus is not a life. She has recently learned that at least one healthcare entity in the state will now perform abortions necessitated by religious beliefs and is therefore considering attempting to have another child.
Okay, we're back here. Let me, Joe, why was that religious belief not biblical? It's not for the Old Testament, definitely not for the New Testament. But why is it, you know what they base that on? They base that on that saying, well, Adam, you know, wasn't alive until God breathed into him the breath. And they say that is where life begins. But what's the problem with that?
Well, the problem was Adam was created and life was given, and from then on, life was passed on. We know that the science has proven, going clear back, 65, that when a sperm fertilizes the egg, there is a spark of light. Jesus is what? The light of the world, the light of life. And there is a spark of light that the sperm penetrates into the egg. We know that life begins right at birth. It's a scientific fact, and they're just trying to do everything they can to ignore it. It's kind of like with the sex, you either have two X chromosomes or an XY chromosome. You're either female or you're male. There's no other combination. Nothing else exists. So it's just the lies that deceit the men. It's just same thing continuing on.
All righty, Joe, we're going to ask a real woman this because we happen to know Wendy's a real woman. Wendy.
Yes, we know one.
Yes. Wendy, you've had children.
Yeah.
And so you had a baby in your womb, and these people tell you that it's not alive until it takes its first breath. Now, let me ask you this, because you kept your babies, if you're carrying a child in the womb, if you don't kill that baby, what will happen?
You'll give birth to a human being who will eventually become an adult and a taxpayer.
Right. So the question is, if it's not alive, then why did you kill it, right? Can you kill something that's not alive?
I guess no. The thing is, the baby moves around in the womb, has hiccups, kicks you. I mean, it's alive in there.
Absolutely. And so we know that.
Well,
do you think that even...
feel pain.
Yeah.
That even feels pain.
And yet, yeah, that was another thing that recently came out by the Democrats. They came out with that false study that the babies don't feel pain. You know, how wicked, how wicked can you become? Just absolutely wicked. Jose in Illinois pledges 55. Wendy, I know that you had some problems with your eyes, and you would probably want to go put a pack on them, don't you?
Yeah, I got to ice one of my eyes down. I ate something today that made it flare up, so I'm trying to figure out what that was. But, I appreciate it. I got to go rest the eyes.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate you hanging in with us as long as you have, because I knew it was tough on you. But God bless you, and thanks for being here with us.
Oh, you're welcome. Glad to be with you and everybody listening. God bless you all.
God bless, Wendy.
All right, bye-bye.
You too, Wendy. Bye-bye.
There you go. All the beauty that was on this program tonight just left. So there you go.
I'm right here. It's okay.
wait, what about the...
I was waiting for that. Go ahead, Joe. There you go.
I had to laugh. I was just looking. Green Bay, Wisconsin, sees biggest snowfall in over a century. The snowfall marks the biggest snowstorm in 136 years. I mean, just global warming is just, they talked about the recent blizzard is the biggest storm around, setting new records all over the country. Life-threatening blizzards slam millions across the upper Midwest as potential historic snow freezes travel all over the upper Midwest, I remember way back, going clear back in the 60s and 70s. First, it was...
Paul Ehrlich, who just passed away yesterday. Remember what he said? And they had him on all the programs back in the 60s. They would bring him out. Remember what he said?
Ehrlich,
he said
right?
That by 1988, that this country would be totally... it would be, we'd be in an ice age. There'd be no life left. We'd be in a total ice age. Well, didn't happen, did it, Joe?
No, didn't happen. And then, of course, you know, we had all kinds of things. The world was going to end in 10 years or 20 years. I mean, I can't, there was a half a dozen at least of those doom and gloom, you know, there were, the East Coast was going to sink and be flooded, Florida would be underwater. I mean, there was so much of what I call Bravo Sierra out there for so many years. And every time one of those doom and gloom times, nothing happened, they'd come up, well, it's going to be a little longer, you know.
Remember AOC, what like she said when she first got elected? Let's see if Style knows. Hey, Style.
Hey, Pastor.
What did AOC say when she first got elected about 12 years?
She said a lot. Which one are you specifically referring to?
She said we had 12 years, at the most, 12 years left unless we passed all the wacko environmental laws. There you go. That was, and she's been in there how long now? I don't know. How long has AOC been there?
Too long.
Yes.
Is the correct answer.
That is the correct answer. But Paul Ehrlich said, I remember Paul Ehrlich saying that it was going to be Q-tips, disposable diapers, flagellants from cows, and acid rain was going to put us in the ice age. All of those things would put us in the ice age. Let me ask you this, Joe, because you're a farmer. If you take and you just water your garden with regular city water, is that going to break up all the minerals in the soil, or do you need acid rain to break up all the minerals in the soil to grow your plants?
Sometimes you need a little acidity around to break up things, yeah.
Yeah, without acid rain, guess what? The plants wouldn't be growing, would they?
Nope, you need a little bit of acidity, and it comes from other areas, but horticulture is very complicated. It's not a real simple thing, any one thing, but all those things are necessary.
All righty, 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110. Or 888-677-9673. We have approximately 43 minutes left in tonight's program for you to call in. We need to hear from you. This is day three. This is in the middle of the week. And folks, guess what? Chatter. There's a lot of chatter out there. And now, we've told you about this, and over the last 50 years, we've been right. You know, I don't want to sound like we've been bragging, but when we've been warning you about this coming or that coming, it happened, okay? We warned about what could happen I had Pat Buchanan out here talking before 9/11. We talked about the opposition using aircraft to run into the buildings, and it happened, okay? And now the chatter has it that this Resurrection Sunday, they're going to go after more Christians. And now they're saying not just, you know, when I say Christian churches, there's a lot of churches out there that aren't Christian. They're planning on, I don't know if the Muslims know the difference, but they're planning on going after Christian churches.
Yeah, and synagogues have been arming up, so they're probably going to back away because they're no longer gun-free zones. They're going to go after the gun-free zone churches.
Yeah, and so just so you know that. Now, I happen to know that a lot of churches are preparing. They're getting hardening their defenses and preparing for this. But we saw what happened in England, in the United Kingdom. Virtually right now, do you know that they've got, I don't know how many laws now, where you cannot say anything. It's illegal to say anything negative about Islam now in the United Kingdom. You can't say anything negative. You can say all you want against Israel, against the Jews or Christians, but it's illegal to say anything negative now in the UK, and that's kind of what they want to do here. We're going to be playing some clips, say, in the next day or two, showing you what they're saying that they're going to do here. But anyhow, the number is 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Go ahead, Joe.
One thing, you remember, I like to dial this. Remember, of course, the Dems were pushing Russia, 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 and Trump and Russia. But it turns out that somebody did meddle in the 2020 election, and it was China. And there's a new big report out, World News Daily. They did meddle, and it was at just the news reported the undue influence, the two factors. And it said the new report reveals that most of America's intel industry knew of the Chinese efforts, but were working hard to keep Trump from knowing. And, of course, we know that the FBI's decision to, about the Biden family, the Hunter laptop, Russian disinformation, and Zuckerberg's decision about the $400 million plus to local election officials. And then there was more with the Chinese buying, spending money on influencers that were pushing, going against Trump. So one analyst demanded that the information about China's meddling, he said, quote, this is one of our intelligence analysts. I don't want my analysis going to the White House where that vulgarian in the White House will use it to pursue policies toward China, which I personally disagree with. So here we have these analysts in our intelligence community withholding information about all these different things China was doing because they hated Trump and they didn't want, he might, if he knew what the Chinese were up to, he might do something that they didn't like against their China. So the communists in our intelligence were hiding the truth from Trump so he wouldn't do anything to stop the hacking and all the things going on by China. So when the president of the United States gets lied to, that's saying they lied to every American citizen. They lied to me, Pastor Ernie Style, you. This is the Democrat Party willing to lie to the entire nation because they don't like something or they like our enemy better than they do our own country. It's time we got angry at this Democrat Party because it's no longer a party. It is a group of communists, Marxists, that are trying to have a revolution in America, folks. And it runs deep into the government because Barack Obama, as we've told you before, built most of the deep state, put in his political hacks, and we can trace it back to, look what he's doing now. Remember, Ernie, I just keep talking about it, but it was almost like every night, every other night, we'd point out something they were doing to build the deep state. And here's more and more proof where we got communists in our own intelligence agency hiding the truth from the president of the United States. That's about as big a news as you can get, but it didn't make the major headlines anywhere.
No. And for 8 years, we told people, every single day, you see what he's doing now, and he kept appointing more and more to the DOJ, more and more of these corrupt communist attorneys. Right now, we've been complaining a lot. I know I have, about where are the arrests? Why don't we have all of these arrests? Look at Fauci's out there. All of these people that are still out there that have committed these, crimes against America, and Merrick Garland. Why haven't these people been arrested? Well, there's a good reason. Hundreds and hundreds of those Obama-appointed attorneys have quit. They have quit the DOJ. They've gotten out of the Department of Justice, leaving them short.
They've been fired. They've been fired.
Pardon?
They should have all been fired.
Well, a bunch of them were fired, but now a whole lot of them, the sleepers, they've quit too. This is hardcore communism. Joe, I don't know if you remember when I called up to the Department of Justice when McTernan and I were having our arguments there with the War College because they had come out with a statement that Christians should not serve in the military because Christians, that their alignment was towards the Lord Jesus Christ. And they actually pointed out to Zechariah chapter 14, and they actually pointed out to Ezekiel chapter 36 through 38, that therefore Christians, because their loyalty was towards Jesus and not the New World Order, not the world, they should not be able to serve in the military. So McTernan and I, we got into a big going thing with Admiral Mullins at that time, and we had a going and back and forth there with the War College and in the Pentagon at that time on there. But anyhow, and that's when Obama, what he was doing was, remember, he purged 11 four-star generals from the military. These guys were patriot and replaced them with bootlickers. But he was putting
admirals too.
Yeah, it was, and we were telling. I don't remember anybody else pointing that out the way we were. We were the only ones pointing that out on a daily basis there.
And you checked. I can't remember what it was, the Justice Department, IRS. I can't remember what it was. You called and asked if they had any Christian attorneys.
That was the DOJ. I called there.
DOJ, and they asked around, and nobody knew a single Christian attorney in the entire DOJ.
I was amazed that the guy would take his time and talk to me, and I asked, do you know, are you a Christian? He said, no, absolutely not. And I said, do you know if there's any Christians there? I mean, and the guy says, well, I don't really know. He said, I don't know of any, but he said, I will go and try and find out. And he actually did. He took the time and he got back. He said, no, he said, nobody here seems to know of any Christians that belong to the Department of Justice, any at all. And I believe that he was actually telling me the truth because, you know, Obama, you know, they wanted to purge. They wanted to hire all non-Christians. These were all lawyers, okay? You know, remember what Jesus said to the lawyers, woe unto you lawyers, woe unto you lawyers, woe unto you lawyers.
Woe unto you lawyers, yep.
Yeah, when you get three woes, that's not a good thing.
One woe is not a good thing. Three woes is a condemnation.
Joyce in Massachusetts pledges $250. Thank you, Joyce. All right, 888. 281-1110. That's 888-281-1110. You know what? Did you see what China is offering Taiwan?
No, I missed that.
China is offering Taiwan. Look, we will allow you to come back here, and reunification with China, with the mainland, and we will guarantee you. Energy, all the oil, whatever you need, if you'll come back and reunite with us, due to the Iranian war and the Strait of Hormuz, but China has this out. Trump probably doesn't have a problem with that. I don't know. I'm if he does or not, because you know I think he's got his eyes on Cuba. Soon becoming, Cuba actually wants to talk now, about maybe possibly becoming a state, because you have all of these people, former Cubans, living in Florida, and like our Secretary of State, and there's a lot of people in Cuba that want to become a part of the United States. So Trump might think, well, that might be a good idea, you know. I don't know. I mean, I'm just, you know, if Taiwan wanted to go back, but maybe not. Like Trump says, They have to take care that the that country should be towards their people. Xi should take care of his people. Trump's duty is towards Americans, and he's got a good point there. We'll be back after this.
Tomorrow, because he lives.
Yeah, okay, guess what? There's an empty tomb to prove that, right? And I got to tell you, because he lives, we can live forever. We can live forever. Alrighty. Kurt in PA pledges $30. 888, folks, we're running out of time. We got 20 minutes left tonight. No, actually, 24 minutes left where you can call tonight at 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. We got 20 minutes left. We need to hear from you out there. That was Esty Christman, who's gone home to be with the Lord, Brian Park, and yours truly, Pastor Ernie. And because he lives, and he does live, amen. Right, Joe?
Right. I told people, you know why Pastor Ernie sounds so good and he's singing? You notice he sings with angels.
Yeah.
That's why he always sounds good.
Well, she...
She is an angel now.
Yep, I'm sure she's in the choir up there. She had a really beautiful voice, for sure, certainly, Esty did. And so,
yeah. Hey, can we do some good news?
Sure.
I got some good news. You know, in California, they're having an election. And guess what? Something, some big surprise. There's a guy named Steve Hilton. He's a legal immigrant. He's a political newcomer here, and he's running as a Republican for governor on the absolute failure on every front by Gavin Newsom. And he has a shot of winning. Right now, he's in the lead. He's polling better than Newsom or any Democrat. He's the one who's actually recent polls by the Berkeley Institute of Governmental Studies. That's Berkeley Liberal, show him leading California voter preference.
Well, we need to keep him in prayer because California is famous for election fraud. I mean, they are really famous for election fraud. And so...
Well, they're... I mean, fraud, everything. Look at the bridge, you know, what they've got a bridge now. I saw a story where... governor there spent millions and millions to put a life bridge. In other words, with growing plants and things, he made a butterfly crossing over an interstate. They haven't finished it yet. And they've spent hundreds of millions of dollars to protect butterflies and a butterfly pathway. And they still haven't got it completed. It's just another one of those spending money for liberal causes. They've got potholes, they've got horrible highways, they've got all kinds of problems, debt. I could go on and on all night about the problems they have, but they're spending all this money to protect butterflies. And you can't make this stuff up. I saw this, but this can't be real. Yep, there's a picture of this big, wide, looked like a... It should have been a 4 to 6 lane highway overpass, and it was just for butterflies, and they were trying to grow things that would attract the butterflies so they wouldn't be killed by the freeway.
Well, they were Newsom wanted to put a train in California there, like a $20 billion. It was a huge amount, and I don't know how many they've spent, how many billions have they spent. But there's nothing. They don't have anything yet.
It's high speed. Yeah, high speed rail. It's not really a train. It's a high speed rail, and they haven't got anything completed yet. They've got a thing here and a thing there, and they are so far behind and so far in debt on it. They're spent their entire budget already, and they're not even an eighth of the way, you know, complete. This corruption, it's always because of the corruption. They give the money to their cronies and voters, and they're buying the votes, but nothing ever gets done.
Okay, here, Joe and PA pledges 100. Thank you, Joe. I want to give you a little more information on that deal with China, with Taiwan. Here, China proposed a reunification deal to Taiwan, offering access to its large liquefied natural gas reserves at a time when Taiwan forces faces energy supply strain due to disrupted global shipping routes linked to the Middle East conflict. Taiwan's electrical grid and energy supply were identified as vulnerable and existing dependence on imported liquefied natural gas. Ongoing efforts to increase imports from the United States are constrained by supply chain and maritime security risks. The Chinese offer position energy security and leverage by tying consistent liquefied natural gas access directly to Taiwan's political status and long-term sovereignty decisions. The border conflict afflicting the maritime routes and global fuel distribution created pressure on Taiwan's ability to sustain semiconductor production and industrial operations dependent on stable energy. Now, on the other side of that, Tom in Michigan pledges 800, Tom in Michigan. All right, Tom, you know, Wendy wanted a pledge of 860, but, you know, this, I think that's close enough, because if she calls me tomorrow and say, Pastor, did anybody match me? I'm just going to say, well, Tom pledged 800, and that's close enough. What do you think, Joe?
I think it's close enough, yeah.
Thank you, Tom. Anyhow, the number is 888-281-1110. That's credit card line. Or 888-677-9673. You're going to make Tom in Michigan, you're going to make Wendy very happy. All right. Iranian forces launched a large-scale revenge wave of ballistic missiles and drones today, targeting central Israel, including Tel Aviv, using cluster warheads with impact causing a lot of destruction in populated residential areas and killing an elderly couple by shrapnel, despite interceptions by the Arrow system and the Iron Dome. Israeli strikes into Tehran killed Iran's intelligence minister Khatib, security chief Ali Larijani, and the commander Soleimani within 2 days, making three high-level assassination targeted individuals directing Iranian war operation. Israel granted the IDF blanket permission to target remaining high-level Iranian leaders without requiring case-by-case approval, signaling expansion of a leadership decapitation campaign against the Iranian command structure. Now, this has got Trump a little upset because he, you know, every time he finds someone who is, it's possible to maybe take over, Israel kills him. And so Israel and the United States airstrikes intensified across Iranian territory, targeting leadership centers, military infrastructure, oil, gas, and facilities, and economic assets, while Iranian forces continue to sustain retaliatory missile and drone barrages against the Israeli territory. All right. Peter in Massachusetts pledges 200. Thank you, Peter. Here, the United States forces deployed multiple 5,000-pound bunker buster bombs against hardened Iranian missile sites and underground mining infrastructure along the Strait of Hormuz that could be used to target ships moving through the waterway. The Strait of Hormuz become effectively shut down, choking off global oil shipments and disrupting a major international energy transit route critical to global supply chains. Hezbollah launched missiles attacked into northern Israel from southern Lebanon, while Israeli forces conducted strikes on infrastructure, including bridges over the Latini River, to disrupt movement and logistics. Iraq militias attacked the United States bases in Baghdad, Erbil, Kuwait, and Victoria Basin, while Iranian missiles and drones were intercepted across Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, and United Arab Emirates, including some explosions and blasts reported near Dubai Airport. So, boys, it looks like the whole East is on fire over there. What do you think, Joe?
Well, I think they thought that they were a little disruption. They'd get everybody to come against the U.S. and get the U.S. to stop what they're doing. But all they've done is make all their neighbors mad, and they're all pledging to retaliate and fight and do something. And now they attack someplace, and one of the headlines reads, even Europe now is changing its mind because a couple of things they did are closely tied with Europe. So I think what they're doing is self-destructive, and they've made more enemies, and it totally backfired on them.
I can't see the logic of what they did, attacking those that wanted to stay neutral. To bring them into this.
Once they got attacked, all these countries were supposed to beg the United States to stop their attack and halt the attack because all everybody's asking us to, and the countries didn't do it. And that surprised the Iranians. I think it caught them off guard. But one thing you said, they keep electing, they keep, you know, putting up a puppet leader that's still a radical Islamic terrorist. We've got people in the field, I know, from Israel and our military, special ops people are over there. They're in communication with some of the lower-level Iranian officers, generals or whatever, trying to get somebody to find the person that would take over, kind of bring some peace if we get a return on the mullahs. And there's a lot going on that they can't talk about, but... You and I know enough how things like this operate with the Central Intelligence. They've got military intelligence people over there, special ops people already inside Iran. And they're doing all kinds of things, not just militarily, but politically. And I think one of the biggies, I'm sure they're trying to find some people that will turn on the system that, you know, hated the mullahs, but... weren't going to do it publicly and get themselves killed or lose their jobs. So there's a lot more going on than meets the eye. I'm positive of.
We're going to be talking about a whole lot of that, especially tomorrow. All right, Lynn in Minnesota pledges 1,000. Thank you, Lynn.
Wow.
All righty.
So that match is anonymous. We got a match for now. We got a match for Joe, for Wendy, for Anonymous.
Yep.
And the only one we haven't gotten is a match for you, but that does match you, too, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. How much time do I have there, Style? We're running out. Oh, Joe, you've got 5 minutes. 5 minutes to tell us tell the folks out there how they can avoid that burning lake of fire and how they can get to the glory.
5 minutes. I want to do it real quick. There's an old hymn called Face to Face with Christ. Face to face with Christ my Savior, face to face, what will it be? When with rapture I behold him, Jesus Christ who died for me. Only faintly now I see him with the darkling veil between, but a blessed day is coming when his glory shall be seen. What rejoicing in his presence, when our banished grief and pain, when the crooked ways are straightened and the dark things, shall be plain, face to face, oh blissful moment, face to face, to see and know, face to face with my Redeemer, Jesus Christ, who loves me so. You too can have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. It's not being a religion, so to speak, it's having a personal relationship with the Son of God, with the living God. Like Jesus told Nicodemus, ye must be born again. We know that God the Father is spirit, and from him Christ was begotten, the physical Son coming from the spiritual Father. And we are born in the flesh, but we have a second birth where we are reborn in spirit, and in that way can become the children of God. Jesus went to the cross because, well, God said the wages of sin are death, but he made a way for us to avoid the penalty because Jesus Christ paid the penalty for us, for you, for me, for Styles, for all the listeners out there. If we would accept him as Lord and Savior, And if you want that wonderful relationship with the Son of God, what you need to do is pray to the Father, ask him to forgive you for the sins, your sins that placed his Son upon that cross at Calvary. And when you do that, if you do it with a repentant heart, not just saying words because somebody told you to, but realizing, yes, your sins put Christ there. He would have died for you alone. Ask forgiveness, and you will be forgiven. And then you can ask Jesus Christ himself to be your Lord, to come into your life, to be Lord of your life. And he will give you the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God as down payment on your eternal life. That way you become a child, a living child of the living God. You become joint heirs with Jesus in everlasting life. You become a new creature, a new person, and your whole world changes. You will find joy and peace and happiness you've never known before. And it is the greatest decision you can make. You just have to open your eyes, believe on him, and accept him as Lord. And do it now, because many people will not be here tomorrow morning. There are car accidents, heart attacks, all kinds of things happen. And the sooner you realize that you need a Savior, you can't save yourself. There's only two places you're going to go when you...
1 minute, Joe, 1 minute.
Or hell. Either heaven or hell. Scripture makes it very plain. God is doing everything he can to reach you, to let you know, to make that choice, to choose him. He gave you free will. He didn't want to make you a robot. He didn't want to make you somebody that believed in him because you had to. He gave you free will, free choice, because he wants your love given freely. You can give him your love freely because he first loved you. That is the wonderful blessing of this. He chose us to give him something, that love given freely, because he is our God, he is our creator, and it is a wonderful relationship to have. But only you can do it. Only you can make the decision. I can't make it for you. Pastor Ernie can't make it for you. You can't buy your way in. The only way is to accept Jesus Christ.
That's right, Joe. The only way they can do it, they got to do it for themselves. And that's the most important part of the program, which you just heard. So, and tonight, we want to say good night.
Good night.
We want to say God bless.
God bless.
Thanks for being
God
here. And always, always keep fighting the fight. Fight.
Fight.
Fight.
Fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.